Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We're lifelong Lions fans. Bob!
All right, let's go, Lions fans. The Jared Goff era has begun.
Connor!
Hey, let's bite some kneecaps. Detroit versus everybody, baby.
UJ!
A new era in Detroit has begun, people. So get on the train or get left behind.
Rud Dog.
This is going to be an unprecedented era of Detroit Lions respect.
And I'm Big Z. It's a new era of Detroit Lions football. It's going to be one hell of a season. We'll be drinking the blue Kool-Aid with Dan Campbell all year long. Predictions, thoughts, reactions, everything we got to hear. Sit back, relax, and grab your Kool-Aid, fam. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. It is week 18 of the NFL season. That's right, week 18. It's the first time ever we've had an 18th week in the NFL season, a 17-game season. Lions will not be going to the playoffs, but we will still be having this podcast here to preview week 18. The Lions hosting the Green Bay Packers. Lions 2.5-point underdogs in this one. But nonetheless, the Packers have locked up the number one seed overall in the NFC and have the best record in the NFL at the moment. So will they be playing the Stars? Won't they? We'll be getting all that in a moment. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello there.
UJ.
Hey, Lions fans.
And Rud Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. As I mentioned, the Lions hosting Green Bay to end the season here. The game doesn't really have much implications on anything because if the Lions somehow lost and Jaguars won, they could get the one first overall pick. Other than that, Lions have locked up a top two draft pick and Green Bay has locked up a number one seed in the NFC no matter what. So it's just kind of fun, you know, to have our team play for one more week before, you know, the 8th month layoff. There's no other sport with this long of a layoff. So it's the best sport and also the worst sport in terms of, long way to wait for it to start up again once it's over.
Yeah. Patricia never got onto that 17th game. You know, Campbell's already done that.
Yeah. So. Very true. Very true.
Yeah. It's funny that our odds are the best. We're only a 3.5-point underdog for like the first time all season.
Oh, really? Is that right?
I don't know. It seems like every week I hear like we're like 7.5. We're like, we got these like big spreads and we keep beating them. But like, now we're 3.5. I don't know. Yeah. I think the last time
Lions were this close in the spread was against the Eagles. I think they were 3-point.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
As well. And then we got blown out. So let's hope. Uh-oh. But this did open up as we were 11-point underdogs until Green Bay clinched the number one seed. And then it dropped all the way down to 2.5. Because now the Packers say that they'll be playing their guys and treating it like a regular game. But we'll see. They might be doing that for like a half or a quarter, like a preseason type game, and then rest their guys for the second half. We'll see. I would be surprised if Rodgers and like Adams played the whole game.
The first time we even come near like putting pressure on Rodgers, they'll probably take him out of the game. Like no risk here, no reason to.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers also the MVP like favorite by a wide margin now. It was a tight race kind of throughout the year, very up and down. Like at one point, it was Mahomes to start the year, then Brady for a while. Even Stafford was up there for a while, Kyler Murray for a while. But now it seems like Aaron Rodgers will be taking that award by the end of the season here. Unless the Chicago Bears beat writer has to say otherwise, but
How about Kush?
Yeah,
a guy I never heard of before, but
he had a strong opinion.
Yeah. You know, before we get into this game, I kind of had a question for you guys in terms of this 17 game season stuff. So there's a couple records that could be possibly shattered here. First is Cooper Kupp is 1800 and 29 yards receiving. He's very close to beating Calvin Johnson's receiving record. It's very much in reach. And then TJ Watt, a guy that we should have drafted, and so we took Gerard Davis, two picks before, that we've mentioned many times, is one sack behind the record for sacks in a season. Now, is this like baseball where Roger Maris broke Babe Ruth's record in terms of if they break the record, that's what should stand? Or is there a way we should like separate these records now that there's a 17th game?
Yeah, you have to do an after or post, like, you know, 18 game season or whatever. PE, everything PE, you know, whatever. I don't know. You got to add.
Hey, you know, that's for the statistics nerds. Leave it to them. I mean, let them do it. Hey, you know, but those are cares, important, man. Yeah, but we went from 12 games to 14 or whatever it was, 14 to 16, and, yeah, and now right. We added another one. I mean, it always changes. So, I mean, what's the big deal? It'll probably change again.
That's true.
Why do we even worry about it?
Yeah, that is true.
Barry will always be the greatest no matter how the stats change. So,
stats nerd just to worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's one of the Lions guys that holds the record, I kind of, you know, consider it. So Cooper Kupp's 829. Calvin Johnson is 1,964. So Cooper Kupp would need 140 yards roughly to beat this.
After what we record did last week, that's very possible. So and I'm optimistic. So yeah.
If Amon Ra was on the, you know, playing like he has the last 6 weeks, he could maybe have been on this pace to a degree. But
Yeah.
Start that's throwing
realistic.
Yeah. So you're saying Watt could break Bubba Baker's record? For
good point, Bob.
Bubba Baker had, for the Lions, he had the record 23 sacks or whatever. Was it 23 or whatever? I don't know the number.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was 23 in his rookie year, I believe.
That's amazing.
But the record is by Strahan. What do you mean?
Well, because
Baker record.
Because Strahan's record was after they started keeping the stats, and Bubba's was before. So it wasn't even a stat before.
Oh.
So they went back a few years to see what people prior to the when the stats started, and Bubba Baker was the best.
That's so cool.
23 sacks.
Oh, why wouldn't they be able to like go back and like chart that as a record then?
So there's Lions on both of these records that we're talking about falling here.
Damn.
Calvin and Bubba Baker.
That's
There's
right.
something to defend now. Let's go.
Yeah.
Boys better come out to play this week.
I was just curious what you guys thought
on
that.
Not on our team, though, are they?
I think there should be like some sort of separate category because an extra game is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, did they separate the 14 game seasons out? Because that was 14 games for until the 1980 or whatever. I don't know.
The thing is, no one cares about those numbers anymore because the new numbers are bigger and prettier. So everyone starts to forget about those. Yeah. So it's like,
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'm sure Calvin fans will say it's fraud.
Exactly. And, well, and Barry will always be the greatest no matter what people say. So, I mean,
it'll give sports radio something to chat about for a little while.
Yeah. You're just feeling nostalgia, Zach. That's all it is, man. And, but if they'd have done what we said last year in this pod to change the rule to 17 games, they should only let players play in 16 of them.
Oh.
And then that would have kept you happy. They can only be in 16 games. It would have added a whole new dimension to the game as far as strategy and everything like that, who to play and who not to play in certain games. So anyway, but that's under water under the bridge, as they say.
And it would have kept all those stats in line. Right?
Yep.
Well, with COVID, it's kind of been like that this year.
Right.
A lot of teams.
Yeah.
But we can move on to this game here. So the Lions, I mean, what are you guys looking for in this game, this last game of the season? Are we just looking for more? Are we looking to see what the rookies have to offer in this last game before we head to the offseason?
And St. Brown getting the rookie record for receiving yards.
Yeah.
I just want to see him win.
You mean the Lions?
Nothing's
rookie
changed.
Yeah, I think the Lions rookie record.
Right? Okay, I was going to say, because Jamar Chase is already beaten the rookie record for
it's the Lions.
Okay.
I just want to see him win. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do want to see just the hard effort and consistent fight that this team has shown for Dan Campbell all season. And, you know, whatever happens, as long as that happens, we can go into next year feeling good about where this team is headed.
Yeah. I'm looking for I'm also looking for to see how these young guys develop, you know, how they're playing. Like, I thought it was cool when Campbell singled out Barnes as like having a bad game. Like, he's like, I would have said he was doing great until last week, and not so much now. So,
oh, wow.
See if he responds to that and steps up, you know?
Yeah, Barnes has been pretty bad recently. It hasn't been pretty.
He's going to have to take some serious thought this offseason and figure it out.
I think
stuff.
You got to appreciate Campbell's, his tactics, absolutely. I guess, if you will. Because he didn't really put down the player or anything. I mean, just to get into his head, maybe, you know, light a fire under him. You say it in public like that.
Because he's a very positive person, and he gives it, you know, he heaps, you know, praise. But when you hear him, that criticism come, it really means something. And he said it out loud for everyone to hear. And I think he would only say that if he knew Barnes is the type of guy that's going to do something with it.
Right.
He knows the type of person he is, and he'll respond appropriately.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, the thing that's been bad about Derek Barnes is his,
his
instincts. Is that the way to say it? Like, he's super indecisive on the field, and because he's indecisive, he gets blown up because of it.
Yep. Yeah.
He gets blown back a lot off the ball because he just doesn't fill a hole right away. He's, like, overthinking it too much.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because in college, wasn't he? Didn't they say he was an instinctive guy before the draft? He was a very instinctive player.
Yeah,
at least that's how I remember it.
I mean, what happens.
Yeah, a whole off season, just more time under his belt. That's the hope.
But you see what happens when he is decisive.
But he's a fourth rounder, so
when he is decisive, you see what happens. You see that flash of everything we want from the guy. He blows things up. He flies to the target and. You know, just finishes the things decisively. And I love that. And I can't wait to see him start to, you know, put that to use more consistently next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully next week.
Hey, Z, I'm just checking myself here with the Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is one of those nerdy stats, I guess, that he broke. Out for any, in the NFL, any receiver taken out of after the third round, he has the record.
Yep.
78 catches, most catches.
Uh-huh.
So he's got that. But anyway, that's a
fourth
round thing.
He shattered that, and he shattered that record too easily. he's really fun to watch. It'll be exciting to see what we can do with him, and you know, some more wide receiver talent in the future.
Did Antonio Brown have the record before him? Because he was like a seventh rounder. Isn't he?
I don't know who had the record before.
But, yeah, I'll be interested to see what he does this week because I think he's definitely earned his spot on the next year's roster.
Absolutely.
St. Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no
slot
doubt.
Guy.
Hey,
he'll be the slot guy. I'm going to get a new number one.
Does he remind anybody of Golden Tate at all? Like, the way he moves and his sharp cutting and, you know, his real decisive. I don't know.
The last game
made me think that
a lot of NFL analysts and his coaches, especially, have thrown on Hines Ward a lot. So
yeah, I've heard that one.
Which makes more sense this week.
I don't know.
I see the Golden Tate thing. I get you.
Like a more muscular Golden Tate, like Tate on steroids or something. Like that.
I'm having a hard time pinning him down. I think he has a higher ceiling than Tate. Honestly, I think he.
I agree. I'm just saying, it reminds me of his sort of the way he cuts and moves and. That, you know, maybe. Darts around the field.
They definitely kind of use him like that. Like, he's only averaging like a little over 8 yards a catch in the offense. So, I mean, they're just throwing it to him like pure volume, which is kind of Golden Tate's usage.
But it started out really small, though, early in the season.
Really small. I mean,
because I think his yards after catch are pretty good. He's in the top, one of the top guys in that.
And the nice emergence here late in the season is him out of the backfield. That's been really nice to see.
I love it.
Yes, I love the versatility and the creativity to get him, you know, the ball out of the backfield and give him a lane to run out of has been really nice. I love the trap play from 2 weeks ago and then this one this week. You know, he got to that second level and then did what he does best, break a tackle and finish the play for a touchdown.
Yeah,
so.
I get the feeling that he's thinking he's like God out there right now. I mean, he's so confident.
He's not a God. He's a sun god.
He's a sun god, but I mean, he's just brimming with confidence right now on the field. It's just incredible to watch. And, you know, think if we can get that out of certain other people, man, like Barnes, for instance. We had that sort of confidence that Amon-Ra St. Brown has. It'd be, wow.
You know,
well, Goff was talking about him, how he's out there at the end of practice still catching balls because he's,
he's
got the machine going and just catching those balls.
Yeah, he hasn't dropped a pass since week one. And he has 80 plus catches.
They say he keeps one of those ball machines in his bedroom while he's sleeping, and then he can hear the ball whizzing over his head and stick his hands up and make one-handed grabs while he's sleeping.
You know, guys, this might sound kind of cheesy, but like the way I see him, like I'm having a hard time making any kind of real comparisons. Yeah, like you can see grit, you can see the toughness, like some of what he's capable of doing, but watching him play, I don't have a distinctive impression of anyone else. He to me, he just seems so unique and like exciting, because I've never quite seen anything exactly like him before in the league, and just the way he's being used and everything. And there are examples, there are comparisons, but I don't know. I just, he's special.
Yeah, oh boy. He is. I think he benefited from Hawk being out too. He got more opportunities.
Yeah.
Which he's taken advantage of.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, Hawk, Reynolds being out for a week, Khalif Raymond. So, and the other receivers that we started the season with, Perryman and Tyrell Williams. So,
Perryman's getting touched.
The lag of receivers has definitely allowed us to try to feature him more. But, you know, speaking of other rookies, let's jump to the defensive side of the ball. There's been a lot of talk this week about Levi Onwuzurike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a scathing article about him.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been that good. I don't think. Do you guys think he's been good?
No. No. He's had flashes here and there, but generally, no.
Flashes, yes. Like
exactly. Like here and there. Once in a while, you see the potential in that, but just not around that much.
Nothing I'm worried about personally. I mean, yeah.
I'd be a little
worried.
I'd
like to see more, but I think he just needs another year to develop. His body just kind of looks soft. He looks like a year of weight training will just do him wonders.
Well, he was dealing with back issues the whole offseason. So he kind of just jumped into it right away with no training camp or anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that worried about him. I'm excited about his potential future.
I do worry about those back issues. The back issues is something that
Go
away.
Always a concern.
Yeah.
Didn't they write Robert Quinn off like 10 years ago because of some potential thing, and the guy's still playing to this day? I forget what it was.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
I think it was Robert Quinn, if I'm not mistaken.
I do recall.
I know they sure about they asked Quinn. Him. They're like, how long have you been a week back? And he said, about a week back.
Oh!
No. Three Stooges reference there. But anyway.
At the very least, he could probably be a good rotational guy going forward, but I'm not sure he's played up to what. I mean, Brad Holmes wanted to trade up to the first round for him, which that would be maybe a little more, we'd be a little more critical on him if that occurred.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
It's safe to say he hasn't played up to expectations, but expectations are high, and it's only 1 year, and we're just getting started with this thing. As long as he gets healthy, I'm not worried about that. The rest, I think
and he's a rookie. Get a kid a break,
exactly.
Eh? Come on.
Yeah. I'm just so mad because I really wanted the Lions to draft Christian Barmore, and he's been terrific for New England this year, and he went three picks before Levi Onwuzurike.
Wait, you're mad about something we couldn't do anything about?
Yeah, because I wanted Christian Barmore. I know we couldn't do anything.
It's not like we passed.
Although the Lions could have traded up and got him.
That's what they said. He passed up.
They liked Onwuzurike.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that wasn't the right idea.
Well, it's still too early to tell. Big Z, rookie seasons are not a whole career. So.
Well, of course not, but no. We're living in the now.
But then
like,
again, you're also worried about Penei Sewell all the time. So
just some other.
He always wears shoes.
Of course, I worry about him. Of course, I worry about him.
Does he have to text you when he gets home at night?
I'm
just
home,
to make
Big
sure
Z.
You're safe.
Speaking of
which, he lets me know when he gets home.
Say, I'm just worried about you.
Yeah.
He's like, this guy will not stop texting me unless I respond.
I mean, some other names that went after Levi Onwuzurike, though, that are interesting. Rondell Moore, who's had a pretty good year. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, who's played really well for Cleveland.
I did
Cleveland,
want him, actually.
A linebacker that I still don't understand how he fell to 52.
Me either.
Confounding. Pat Freiermuth's been a really good tight end for the Steelers, especially in the red zone. Josh Myers and Creed Humphrey have been two of the better centers in the NFL this year.
We have a center.
I know, but they also could play guard. Or, you know, we haven't had a center the whole year, so it doesn't hurt to have that depth either. But
what do you think people would have said though? We drafted Penei Sewell and then drafted him.
Just throwing out the names that came after Levi and Mudryka. All right.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're like starting gossip early. You're like already helping fan the flames against our guy. It's a rookie. Come on, you know, Big Z.
Change the name of this pod to If Only.
Oh, yeah.
If Only.
But you know what?
Man,
it's only 1 year. He could turn out better than all of them. You goof.
Well, the better pick, I think, has been a Lee McNeil out of the 2D line, and he's been really solid for us, and he's progressed as the season's gone on. So
I
that's
think they're
going
to have him lose weight. I think if he dropped like 20 pounds, he could be like
a Lee McNeil?
Donald type.
Maybe 10 pounds, but not too
just
much.
Cut out one pizza a day. Like, that's
think
it.
Think about how fast he moves at 330 or 40, whatever they have him at.
330,
imagine him at like 310, svelte, and moving with 40 pounds off his or 30 pounds off his back. That dude's going to tear the field up. I'm just saying, I would be trying that if I was him. I'm a big proponent of playing at your most natural weight your body is comfortable playing at, and I can't imagine that 340 is his most comfortable weight. I'm just saying, that's heavy. That's a lot. And look how athletic he is.
I know, you're telling a big boy to eat less, or
yeah, baby, start doing some tough crunchies. Let's go. Get off the Taco Bell. It's time to get after it. Start getting some of that
cut
sex.
Out, just cut out one chalupa.
Quarterback
a day
is the main course, baby. Let's go.
I don't know. When you hear the call of the bell, it's hard to resist.
Oh, no.
Oh, where's my props?
Uh-oh. We're not getting paid. I should have said they're
not paid. Feel free to sponsor Taco Bell. But, I just want to, discuss that a little bit. Because I just thought it was an interesting topic of discussion. But the season ends this weekend, we'll go into our grades for each position group and for the year too, which is always one of our more popular podcasts on the year end of the season.
Maybe we could launch our what if segment where it goes into like dream music.
I think we need that now because Zach, I just realized you're always doing that. We could have had this guy. It's 2020 hindsight stuff, like every year
we all do. Don't say I'm just doing what if. We all do that.
No, I think about the future, Z. Come on.
We all do it. Like I was watching a clip today of the Cowboys, the pass interference call, the audio with when Matt Stafford's like, "I've never seen that before in my life." I had this. Everybody moved. The what if on that one, of course.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a great what if.
Look forward to that, fans. The What If series is coming. Mark my words.
It's not the Disney one, right? Isn't there a Disney show called What If?
One pod. We'll do one pod.
Kool-Aid What If.
Special pod for the new year.
Not to be confused with Marvel's What If. This is going to be Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid What If.
Yeah. This is the summer. This is a summer series.
Yes. You'll see. It's down the pipeline.
Yeah. Okay.
Something to get excited about.
Yeah. Are you still breaking out players? Because I just wanted to see what you guys thought of our quarterback.
Tim Boyle?
Boyle. I mean, because it looks like he's going to play again. I think it's pretty sure.
I wouldn't say pretty sure. They've been trying to get Goff out there this week.
Yeah,
I hope.
Yeah.
Recording this on Wednesday night.
Maybe. But I was a little more impressed with him than I have been in the past. I mean, I don't want him to be a starter for our team, but as a backup, I think he's improving. I don't know.
I agree with you, Bob. I think he is improving. He throws a nice ball, but I think he just lacks a little accuracy sometimes. On like some of the shorter passes, he did a lot more completions. He's just missing guys. They're a little off here, a little off there, a little short.
Yeah, was he throwing six interceptions?
Off right in other fans.
But how long has he played, Big Z?
Is he improving in interception numbers? Yeah. Is that what we're talking
about? The NFL, you don't get a lot of chances. So
he passes the eye test a little better than he did earlier, though.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
What about
the bar was so low, it only could go up from there.
Well, yeah, you can make that argument.
What eye test? We got
the Lions. I got excited.
Could the Lions be better at backup quarterback? I think yes, personally.
Yeah,
but
I was all about Blau before, but I don't know. To me, he actually seems like he might be.
Well, we haven't seen Blau in this offense, so we can't speak to how he's
true.
But I've seen Blau before.
Yeah, and I will say this on Boyle's defense, as I gave the same defense to Goff earlier in the season, which I think is fair. I mean, look who he was playing with this last week. Sure, a budding star in St. Brown, but then, O-line depleted once again. No Josh Reynolds once again. Wasn't no Raymond either. Like, I give him props his effort. It was a kind of a miserable outcome, but hey, he made the game exciting at times, and I'm willing to see what he does with a hopefully a little more healthy offense next week if Goff's not back.
I just want to know, you know, this helps solve the mystery of why the hell he's in the NFL to begin with, based on his college stats.
Yeah, that is true.
But, you know, I think it is pretty – he impressed me a little bit. I mean, not that he was great, but as a backup.
Or even good.
It's – I don't think I mentioned it, but Taylor Decker and Sewell are out on the COVID list right now. Yeah. So, and no Lions players, you know – They did change the rules in the NFL. You can come back every 5 days. I don't know if these guys are vaccinated or not, but they could be back by Sunday. But it's not looking good. So we'll have two backup tackles out there.
That's part of why I'm surprised the odds are so close.
So who's Boyle going to throw to if Decker's not there?
Yeah, right. No. Well, Matt Nelson. Matt Nelson needs redemption.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I think Nelson said he heard it most from his wife for dropping the ball. So. I think the Lions are going to have their hands full if especially if Decker and Sewell are on the COVID list. That's a bummer too. Just not get them out there for the last game. Possibly be Green Bay. It'll be an interesting game.
Going to the game.
Right. I'll be interested to see how the crowd is there for the last game of a relatively meaningless game, but hopefully some good energy. Just people some enjoying the game that they love. But, I mean, do you guys have anything else to add about this game in particular before we get into our predictions? Are world famous? They're famous for being bad this year, by the way. infamous, I guess.
I think we're the only ones that called the Cardinals game, though.
That is right.
Yeah.
And the Vikings game.
And the Vikings game, yes.
We were half right about the.
Well, if you guys don't have anything to add, then let's get to our ever famous predictions. And as I mentioned, Lions, at least last time I checked, 2.5-point underdogs to Green Bay in Detroit. This one's at noon, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 Central. Let's start with Red Dog, your last prediction for Lions this year. This season, not this year.
Well, it's a tough one, you know? We got a lot of guys hurt or out or whatever. Who knows what's going to be on the field? I think the offense is only going to put up like 43 points.
That's it.
Yeah, I think Boyle and St. Brown are going to become like some epic connection for a day. Or Goff, whoever plays with him, because he's the sun god. He'll make it happen. And our defense is, you know, as depleted as they are, is going to come back from, you know, find their sack after last week a little bit and rebound off a 52-point game or whatever, that unacceptable outcome. And they're going to, you know, feed Green Bay their lunch and allow one field goal early on when Aaron Rodgers is still in the game.
And so what's your score?
I said 43-3. Detroit Lions.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
Let's go to UJ. UJ, what does your hat say right there? What hat do you get on? The Hedgehog Whisperer? Okay.
That's me.
That's awesome.
All right.
Tell you want to explain joke, that UJ? One to the listeners or no?
Well, it's kind of a Lithuanian thing. we went to Lithuania a couple years ago, us as a group. How many of us were there? About 35 or 30? I don't know.
Yeah.
We learned that hedgehog is some kind of mystical creature in Lithuania, apparently, and there's all kinds of Lithuanian jokes involving hedgehogs and things like that. And so, in that, you know, if you weren't a Lithuanian, you probably wouldn't get it.
But, fair enough. All right, we can move on to your prediction.
Okay. Well, this is surely the epitome of a meaningless game. The Packers don't need this game at all. I can't see them putting their guys too much at risk. You know, they may like play a little bit. I don't know. Who knows? But I don't think they're going to be totally into the game. The Lions are playing for a lot more than the Packers are right now. These guys are playing for jobs in the NFL. They're young and stuff like that. So I think they're going to be a little inspired. And because of Green Bay's slacking off a little bit and the Lions still being inspired to play well. I'm going to go with the Lions, but it's still going to be a close game. I say 27-21. My score, Lions over the Packers.
That sounds like a fun game. Nice and close. Keep the fans entertained.
Yeah, right outcome, too.
For sure. All right, Bob.
All right. Yeah, I think the Lions got embarrassed last week, and I think they'll take it to heart. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how they feel they are as a team that bad. So, and the Packers, like I said, hopefully they do play their starters for a while. I'd like to see how we match up against them. But I think they're going to bounce back this week, especially because Packers have nothing to play for, like you do saying. And I think we'll pull out a few trick plays, empty the bag out for the rest of the end of the season. And I think we'll win 24-14.
Oh, yeah.
Lions.
I like it. All
right. At home.
I like the trick plays out of the bag, baby. I like that.
Another onside kick, too. Or a fake punt pass by Jake.
An onside punt. It's never been done. It'll be an NFL first.
That would be amazing.
Statue of Liberty play.
All right. I think this one's going to go down to the wire. The Lions are going to have the ball at the end for a game-winning field goal. Riley Patterson knocks it through. Lions win 24-23 and ride that momentum all the way to next season to the Super Bowl. So
right.
It starts here in week 17. It won't be meaningless because of all the momentum built out of this game right here. When they land the Super Bowl next year, we'll remember this one against the backups of the Packers.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think Connor has them winning too. He couldn't make it today, but he's another win. We all have them winning.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. If you've listened to this podcast before, you should be not surprised. We drink the Kool-Aid here. The Kool-Aid. But, you know, gentlemen, this is the last week of the season, so just enjoy. Sit back and, enjoy Sunday. Me, Bob, Connor will be at the game on Sunday, so we'll try to enjoy just being in Detroit and having a good time. And, UJ, Red Dog, and the rest of the Lions fans, just sit back, just enjoy football one last time while your team is on, because, like I said, it's 8 months. You got to wait until the next one. So.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But all right, gentlemen, I think that'll wrap it up. Instagram, Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter, at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your thoughts about this Lions rookie class that we discussed on the podcast here. And just your thoughts, send your predictions, too, for the game. Always appreciate that. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, download, please subscribe, and please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate that. We also greatly appreciate our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Yeah.
Kid J.
And we also appreciate SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast as well.
So, hey, can I just say something about that?
Appreciation. Yeah, go for it, dude. Of course.
Listen, Sideline, regarding Sideline, I know we're on their site and we're associated with them, but I didn't really look at their site a lot in the beginning, to be honest with you. And I read Pride of Detroit a lot, M Live, and a few others in the Lions website and things like that. Sideline is a very good website for Lions news. It's really good. And they take different angles on things, I think, than some of the, the bigger ones do. So I just recommend it. Not because we're associated with them. I just really think it's good. Check it out.
All right.
So
better than
absolutely.
Absolutely. There's still a comment section here. I'm talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Fellow Lions fan.
Yeah. All right. Good to note. Definitely, we all agree, I believe. So, all right, gentlemen. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your weekend. The last week of the regular season of the NFL. And, we'll be back early next week. We might be back on Tuesday. It might be Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. But either way, we'll react to the game if anything important happens. Otherwise, we'll be giving our end of the season grades, usually our biggest podcast of the year. So get ready for that. Otherwise, thank you for listening. And last but not least, as always, Go
Lions!
Woo!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go! Go.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.